702. What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Right, let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Start of a brand new week. Kabazela.
Good morning to you, Bele. Just before you get on to the story, you know, this underage kids in taverns and clubs. Last week, there was a video that went viral. I hadn't spoken about it, but there's a young white kid by the name of Matenas. He went viral for a couple of dance videos he did in school. And he's become this big sensation, and, you know, he's getting some gigs and whatnot. And he was spotted inside a club, a nightclub. And he's a youngster. He's probably, 16 or 17, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
In some kind of a nightclub. And he was dancing with some scantily clad stripper and rubbing baby oil all over her bum and all this kind of stuff. And the club released a statement, saying, they don't approve of this, blah, 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 blah. But how did these kids get into these clubs in the first place? No bouncers?
Yep.
Or were they just turning heads because, hey, it's more money in my pocket and we've got to make up during the COVID time. So, yeah, action needs to be taken, eh?
It's difficult all round, isn't it? And I know that there are parents who are not having an eye on the ball, so to speak. So I do know that that happens. I'm not naive enough to think that that doesn't happen. But tell me about Ben Affleck. What's happened? He was shopping?
Yeah, Ben Affleck, his 10-year-old son Samuel and J-Lo went shopping to a luxury car dealership, and they were interested in a bright yellow Lamborghini, that 4x4, beautiful-looking vehicle. And, of course, the paparazzi were there, and they were capturing all this, ongoing. So what happened was Ben Affleck was there standing outside the car, and he said to his little boy, go sit in the front of the car and, see what it's like. It's amazing. And, of course, the little kid probably got too excited, and he put the car into reverse. And it backed up a little bit and hit a BMW that was parked behind it.
Ooh. How old is the son? 10 years old.
He's 10. Yeah, he's 10 years old. It's a innocent thing, I suppose, giving your child a little bit of if he's a car fundi, a lovely experience. So that's gone viral for obvious reasons. But I wanted to ask the question this morning. And this is maybe one for the car salesman, and perhaps if you've had an experience yourself, when you've gone to test drive a vehicle,
yeah,
have you had a mishap? So maybe you were pulling it out of the dealership and something happened, or you were actually on the roads and you're driving it and maybe somebody bumped into the back of you or whatever it was. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a guy that was test driving a Porsche. And he went around one of the corners. We're very close to the Porsche dealership. And he ended up hitting one of the light poles on the side of the road because he couldn't control the power.
Ouch.
So, yeah, not a cool experience. But, let's hear maybe car salesman.
Yeah.
And when you've gone to test drive, if there's been any. Yeah, I mean, 99% of the time it probably goes perfectly fine. But perhaps there's those moments when it just didn't.
I'd love to hear, particularly from car salespeople, right? Because whose mistake is it? Who pays for that kind of mistake,
yeah,
expensive though it is? All right, that's what's gone viral with Kabazela.